It's still a school bus. We're just a walking school bus.
Emily Svensson of Urbana lives a couple of blocks from Wiley Elementary School in an area of town where there aren't any sidewalks. Still, she makes sure her kids walk to school. She and her neighbors take turns walking as many as 10 kids to and from school each day.
Maddie? What about Maddie? I told Maddie we'd walk her.
She's not here today.
Oh, she's sick.
She picks up her daughter, a student at Wiley Elementary, along with several other kids who say walking is a highlight of their day.
It's usually really nice in the mornings, the cool crisp air and the frost crunching under my feet.
I really like it. It's just you can get some good exercise, especially when it's a nice day.
I like it because I get to spend time with my friends, and I don't like driving in the car as much as I do walking in the mornings.
That was Aaron Miner, Isaac Lee, and Fia Svensson. Fia's mom, Emily, says in addition to the peace of mind that comes from knowing that these kids are safe, she's made some great friendships with other neighborhood parents.
You don't really get that same sense when you're sitting in your car, waiting for your child to come out and run to the car. But also just, you know, it's building exercise into your day, getting fresh air on a regular basis. I just love that neighborhood school feeling, you know?
And to help maintain that feeling, the federal government doles out more than $180 million to states as part of the Safe Routes to School program, $21 million of which went to Illinois this year. The money helps support infrastructure projects and bike safety campaigns, like this one released a couple of years ago by the cities of Champaign and Urbana.
In Champaign-Urbana, there are many places bicyclists can be found.
We ask bicyclists and motorists to be alert for each other.
We want to see you sharing the road.
But no matter how much money you put into efforts, like a walking school bus, there may be some resistance from people concerned about safety. Brandy Clegg lives about a mile from Wiley Elementary. She usually drives her 8-year-old son to school, but a couple of days each week, a parent of one of her son's friends watches as the two kids walk to school. Clegg doesn't talk to many of the other parents in the neighborhood and doesn't have a large network of parents to rely on like the Svenssons do. But she admits a walking school bus sounds like a good idea. Still, she has concerns about letting her child walk to school every day.
I worry about somebody kidnapping him. I worry about, you know, cars running him over, hitting him. We have older kids in the neighborhood that, you know, I don't trust them. They can be mean. And the whole bully issue.
I know what it's like, you know, to be that parent and want to protect to, you know, the ninth degree, you know.
That's Rose Hudson. She helped launch the CU Safe Routes to School project, an effort in Champaign-Urbana to promote physical activity.
We have to look at the other side, and it's like, are we overprotecting them to the point of health risks?
Hudson says she hears stories from parents all the time about why they don't want their kids walking to school. Hudson worries not doing more to boost physical activity among youth will add to the country's obesity epidemic.
You know, I think the big thing that people need to think about is that the habits that you instill in your kids when they are young are the habits that are probably going to stick with them into adulthood.
According to a nationwide travel survey in 1969, 48% of elementary and middle school students walked or biked to school. But by 2009, that figure dropped to 13%. While safety and convenience are two reasons parents drive their kids to school, distance can be an issue. While in Urbana, students tend to go to school close to home, in Champaign, they can usually attend any Unit 4 school regardless of where they live. That can create obstacles for students who want to walk or bike to school but live too far away to do it. Gabe Lewis is a transportation planner with the Champaign County Regional Planning Commission. He worked with Stratton Elementary in Champaign to find solutions to the distance issue.
We have some strategies to combat that, where one thing is a park and walk program where parents can park a short distance from the school and then the parent and child can walk the rest of the way to the school.
Lewis says to help out with the park and walk program, an enhanced crosswalk will be built east of the school thanks to a recent Safe Routes to School grant. Nearby, Eureka Street will also get a block of new sidewalk, and Neal Street will get permanent speed flash back signs. Meanwhile, the wheels are in motion for a regular bike education course at Champaign's Booker T. Washington Elementary. PE teacher Derek Cooper envisions running out bicycles for all of his K-5 students and then going over basic safety tips before allowing them to ride on the school's blacktop.
I'm really into doing non-traditional things like that. I started a yoga unit that was highly successful that I don't see, you know, other elementaries really picking that up on and doing with. I'm just all about the lifelong activity. So thinking after they leave me, after they leave this program here at Washington, how are they going to stay active?
And that's a big question. How are these kids going to stay active? Safe Routes to School is intended to play a big part in that. The U.S. House considered a bill this year to eliminate federal support for the program. Republican Congressman Tim Johnson of Urbana is a member of the House Transportation Committee. He introduced an amendment to preserve the funding, but it failed in committee.
I think that in terms of our effort to try to curtail childhood obesity, to provide safe routes to schools, to provide for a bike-friendly, walking-friendly nation, that these cuts send the very wrong message.
But Republican Congressman John Shimkus says with the nation's economic problems, the country could, for now, go without funding for safe routes to school. Shimkus represents the southern part of the state, but he is running for re-election in a new congressional district that includes parts of Champaign County.
I do understand how safe routes to school is probably pretty important to a university community that prides itself on its ability, but it's not that big a deal in 33 counties of southern Illinois. We're rural, we're small town, we use buses and we use cars.
Geographical challenges aside, Margot Pedroso with the Safe Routes to School National Partnership says rural communities do have a stake in Safe Routes to School funding.
41% of it actually goes to small towns and rural areas. They often struggle with a state highway that runs right through the middle of town, separating kids on one side from schools on the other. And even though drivers are supposed to slow down, they often don't. And small towns don't have the tax base to do these kinds of infrastructure improvements on their own, and they don't have the resources to bus kids.
Pedroso says the road improvements that are part of this funding could help alleviate such safety concerns. Meanwhile, Champaign and Urbana have so far been awarded more than $630,000 in federal funding under the Safe Routes to School program over the last few years. The fate of the program, at least in the immediate future, rests with a special congressional committee that's working on crafting a transportation bill. U.S. Secretary of Transportation Ray LaHood.
Our children are our treasures. I've participated in Safe Routes to School. It's an important safety program, just like the transit safety program is, and it's one of our top priorities. I can't even conceive that they would eliminate the money to get children safely to school.
Whatever happens to Safe Routes, a community's interest in that neighborhood school feeling may just be the ultimate test over whether the walking school bus maintains legs of its own. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.